This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 High FM. And as we do every single week, we cross over to Rob Hutchinson to check out what is going on in Parliament, and because he watches it for dear South Africa. Rob, how are you doing?
Very well, and yourself, Benji?
I'm doing very, very well, Rob. So, what is on the agenda in Parliament for the moment that we need to know about?
Oh, quite a bit, actually, Benji. There's a lot going on, which is great to see. Parliament's in full swing. There's a lot happening on the back end of Parliament and in the administrative side as well. Quite a few new developments there, especially focusing on public participation. There's a whole new initiative being launched by Public Education Office, which is focusing on and encouraging public participation through Parliament's new platform, which will be going up pretty soon. That's really exciting. So great to see Parliament engaging with the public, getting things going, actually proving a true democracy, and working with the public to create hopefully a better South Africa all around. And on the other side, through the committee side, there's quite a few changes put forward by National Treasury. National Treasury's put out three calls for comment on various taxation changes. One of them is a new taxation on alcoholic beverages. Another one is phase two of carbon tax, which is quite a contentious issue as well. And the other one is how tax or the tax treatment based around collective investment schemes. In other words, how government will treat these stock fells and so on, collective investments. And that comes from the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill, which government recently introduced.
It's going to be very interesting, Rob. You know, we've seen actually, it was like every year it was almost like a joke, right? You'd have the budget, and then as part of the budget you'd have the Minister of Finance going to like minute detail in the budget, like as a part of the discussion, like, okay, beer is going to go up for 5 cents and wine is going to go up by 14 cents, and African beer will only go up by 3 cents because Buthelezi objected. It was like almost a funny thing, which probably doesn't happen in most democracies, but there's actually started to be a bit of pushback from the alcohol companies. They're saying, look, actually, like we, there's too much tax, we can't afford, and also you're starting to find that people are just sort of making their own untaxable stuff, which is far more dangerous because it's actually just gotten to a point where it's much cheaper now to do that, because the tax portion of alcohol is higher than the market is prepared to bet.
That's exactly it. I think that's the problem that surrounds most sin taxes, including tobacco and sugar as well. And you've got to weigh up the odds. Does raising taxation or excise tax and duties on such issues, especially alcohol, tobacco, and sugar, does it actually dissuade the consumer to slow down consumption? I don't think so. Research would show that it doesn't actually have the effect that government wants, especially on the health side. However, it does create a stable income stream for government. Are you correct, Benji? The alcohol industry has placed a bit of pressure on government with the alcohol taxes, the taxes on certain things, wines, beers, and spirits. And they're claiming that it's unfair. And it all surrounds the different ways. Traditionally, the alcohol, wines and spirits were taxed at a certain rate, and beers taxed at a different rate. What they're proposing now is that wines especially be broken down into three different categories. Your weak wines, your sort of middle strength wines, and then your normal wines at the top. So weak wines would be wines with less than 4.5% alcohol content, middle 4.5 to 9, and then your normal wines above 9%. And what they're proposing is that there's a lower tax on the weaker wines, a intermediary middle tax on the middle wines, and then a bit of an increase on your normal wines, all in the effort to almost control the pricing. And what's really going to happen is that your average wine drinker drinking the normal wine of above 9% content is quite possibly going to see quite an extensive increase in the purchase price of those wines.
Yeah, okay. So that's going to be a very, very interesting development to see where that goes. Also on the same question of carbon tax, that is part of how things take. But of course, the biggest, this is for our commitments under COP and for climate change and that sort of thing. But of course, the biggest emitter of carbon in the country is Eskom. So is the government just sort of going to be pulling its own money out of its own money here? It's kind of a bit of a strange, who is this actually targeted at?
Yeah, it's targeted at all industries, especially large emitters, but even down to you and I, especially on the Eskom and energy production side. What is happening currently is there's a levy placed on Eskom, carbon tax levy, on per unit or consumption of coal or emissions. What they're proposing now is to do away with that for the consumer, and then add it in as a separate carbon tax, which will be on everyone's bill. So then it'll be up to the consumer to monitor it rather than Eskom itself. And you're correct, it's all to do with global climate change goals that have been set by the United Nations in the Sustainable Development Goals. And that's where we have to meet the certain targets that South Africa has to meet by 2030. I don't think we're anywhere near those targets, and I don't think we will achieve them in time. However, this is in an effort to reduce carbon emissions through taxation of certain products. And it will roll on further and further and further into pretty much everything that consumers do. There will be a carbon tax on petrol and carbon tax on fuel and anything that does see emissions, just to reduce consumption thereof.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be interesting also because, you know, we haven't had electricity all that much in the last while, and sort of as Eskom gets back online, assuming not everything is all solar or wind, then there's an increase in electricity, then they're also going to increase the carbon tax, which makes electricity more expensive. So I think it's going to be kind of interesting, especially given some of the discussions you and I have had about the fact that Eskom wants to increase eventually, you know, electricity tax by like 50%, that would be then on top of that more tax. So a very interesting aspect about where taxation is going in the country. We're talking to Rob Hutchinson today, as we always do around Parliament. And he's from Dear South Africa, and I'm Benji Shulman on 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM, talking to Rob Hutchinson about what is going on in Parliament. Now, Rob, on the committee side of things, there was a bit of a slow start for some of the very sensitive committees because they couldn't decide which political parties were in charge. Part of the GNU was that the DA was supposed to take some of them, the ANC's bunch of others. And there's been some sensitivity about this, mostly because the DA has been pushing a new bill to have greater oversight of the presidency. And that has annoyed the ANC, so that they seem to have in return sort of not allowed the DA to take his posts on certain things. So we're seeing a little bit of inter-parliamentary rivalry, which is actually new. We've not seen this before because the ANC was sort of completely in control. It also has slowed down the process. I believe that the Defence Committee only now has gotten underway in order to give us some oversight. So give us a little bit of the scuttlebutt about what's going on in some of the internal politics of Parliament.
No, you're absolutely right, Benji. And it's actually nothing new. It's just now more in the open because it's allowed to be there, and the DA has more control over it, as do other parties. Yeah, it's The DA has put out quite a few private members' bills lately. You know, they've always done them in the past. I think they've got four out at the moment, and some of them are amendments to the Constitution itself. But it is creating problems within the GNU, as predicted. The ANC it does tend to hold on to things and does get close, but I think they're finally realizing that once you let somebody in, then you kind of have to be more open, transparent, and show your ways there. That's precisely why the DA have called for oversight of the presidency, not of the president, but actual presidency, due to decisions and policies that are adopted outside of parliament. So without parliamentary discussion or oversight, the president can adopt policies. And most of them, again, are global policies brought in by organizations, the WHO, the UN, and others, and international trade agreements and such, which tend to bypass parliamentary discussion. So they're trying to bring everything in, get more control of it, and make it a proper democracy. Because at this stage, the president can make decisions, or the presidency can make decisions that influence the everyday lives of all South Africans, right down to ground level, and that doesn't fly well with the GNU, because it's supposed to be an all-inclusive democracy.
Yeah, very, very interesting. So we're going to have to see where that goes, and I'm sure will give us lots of things to talk about for our regular slot with Rob Hutchinson from the South Africa. Rob, thank you so much, and we'll chat to you again next week.
Thanks very much, Benji. Have a wonderful week.
There we go. Brings us to the end of the show for today. Thank you to the whole team who puts this together. Craig, who pushes all the big red buttons. Vuzi Mukundi are on the sound. And to you, dear listener, who joins us every single week, to join us again next week on the New Blue Review.